Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 12th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today we pick up with 1 John chapter 3, Psalm 133, and the last chapter in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 12. Let's begin with 1 John chapter 3, where we see the themes of love and doing what is right. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves, just as He is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that He appeared so that He might take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister. For this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask, because we keep His commands and do what pleases Him. And this is His command, to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as He commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands lives in Him and He in them. And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know it by the Spirit He gave us. Before we move on, I just want to ask the Lord to give us wisdom on this passage. It seems in verses 5 through 9 that John is saying that once we abide in Christ, we will no longer have sin. But I know that that's not the case personally. I know that I struggle with sin every day. And I know that in the beginning chapter of 1 John, John says, if someone says he does not have sin, he is a liar. So we have to figure out what is happening here. And in the David Jeremiah study Bible, it says this. This is one of the most difficult sections of Scripture, primarily because every Christian struggles with sin. John knows that too. He explains the process early in the letter. But here, John discusses the practice of sin, not the struggle with sin. John is combating the false teachers, the Gnostics, because they did not believe sin is a problem. So if we go back to verse 6, it says, whoever abides in him does not sin. I think that that might be one of the important aspects of this passage for us to think about. The idea of abiding with the Lord, and as we walk with Him step by step, realizing what He has called us to do, asking for His help and His leadership, for Him to be our shepherd and teach us which way to go. If we are constantly doing that, then I think John is saying we will not continue down bad paths of sin. And another passage here that is difficult for me starts with verse 22, and whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And you and I both know people who have prayed earnestly and are walking with the Lord who have not received what they prayed for. And so here I think we have to allow Scripture to interpret Scripture, and we go back to the Lord's Prayer, and we remember that first our prayer is for God's will to be done and His kingdom to come. And so, Lord, we ask you to help us hold in tension these ideas that we can pray and that you will answer our prayers, just as it reminded us in the book of Hebrews that we just read, that Elisha prayed and it did not rain for 3.5 years, and he was a normal man. You are in the business of answering our prayers. And also, at the same time, your will should be our utmost desire. And when we cannot understand why you do not answer our prayers in the way that we think that you should, that we can rest in the confidence that you are still there, that you are listening, and that you love us. Okay, let's move on to the book of Psalms. Read with me Psalm 133. A song of ascents of David. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. And now let's move over to the book of Daniel. Today we're reading the last chapter in Daniel chapter 12. The title in my Bible says, The End Times. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects the people, will arise. There will be a time of distress, such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, roll up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled?" The man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, lifted his right hand and his left hand toward heaven, and I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, "It will be for a time, times, and half a time. When the power of the holy people has been finally broken, all these things will be completed." I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, "My Lord, what will the outcome of all this be?" He replied, "Go your way, Daniel, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,355 days. As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Though we cannot understand the meaning of the days in Daniel necessarily, many people have tried to determine what that means. We can understand clearly that Daniel is given hope for the future. At the end of the days, he will rest in the dust, but God will raise him up. This resurrection is hinted at even at the end of Daniel. And we know that in Christ Jesus, we will also be raised as he was raised. He was the firstborn over all creation. He is the firstborn from the dead. And he will see it through that we will be raised to be like him. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for the different passages from today. Thank you for the reminder and the encouragement to love unconditionally as you love us. Help us to heed the warning to stay away from sin and to walk with you. Father, would you remind us again and again throughout the day? Would you turn our hearts in praise and in joy for being your child? Thank you for the reminder from Psalm 133 that we are called to be a people who live in unity with one another, especially in the church. And so we pray, Lord, for unity in our church. And we pray, Lord, that as we are a unified body, it would be like balm. It would be like oil running down the beard, that this would be just such a beautiful blessing to our fellowship and also to the world around us. And then from Daniel, Lord, thank you for the hope that we have of resurrection. Thank you for the reminders that you are in control and that we can know that one day evil will be fully and finally defeated. We pray for those among us who are sick and are grieved. We pray for those, Lord, who need a touch from you, who suffer from mental illness or just anxiety that is overwhelming. We pray, Lord, that we would be a people who are confident in who you are and the grace that is sufficient for us. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.